Aganya Sutta, The Origin of Things, translated by Rupert Gethin. This is what I have heard. Once the Blessed One was staying in Sarvati, in the eastern park, in the grand building built by Megara's mother. At that time, Vasita and Bharadvaja, who hoped to become monks, were living with the monks there. Now, towards sunset, when he had finished his solitary meditation, the Blessed One had come out from the building and was walking up and down outside in its shade. Now, Vasita saw the Blessed One walking up and down outside in the shade of the building. And on seeing this, he said to Bharadvaja, "Friend Bharadvaja, there is the Blessed One. He has finished his solitary meditation and come out from the building, and is walking up and down outside in its shade. Come, Bharadvaja, we should approach the Blessed One. We might get to hear a talk on the teaching directly from the Blessed One." "That's so," replied Bharadvaja to Vasita. So Vasita and Bharadvaja approached the Blessed One, and when they had approached, they saluted him respectfully and began walking up and down with him. Then the Blessed One spoke to Vasita. "Vasita, you too are Brahmins by birth from Brahmin families, who have left behind your Brahmin family and gone forth from home into homelessness. I hope that Brahmins don't insult and reprimand you." "Brahmins certainly do insult and reprimand us, sir, with their personal reprimands and in full measure." "So, Vasita, how do they insult and reprimand you with their personal reprimands and in full measure?" "The Brahmin class, they say, is the best. The other classes are inferior. The Brahmin class is fair, the other classes are dark. Only Brahmins can be pure, not non-Brahmins. Only Brahmins are true sons of Brahma, born from his mouth, coming from Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. You have given up the best class and joined an inferior class, that of those pathetic, shaven-headed, extravagant ascetics, the dark descendants of our ancestors' feet. It is not good, it is not becoming that you have given up the best class and joined an inferior class, that of those pathetic, shaven-headed, extravagant ascetics, the dark descendants of our ancestors' feet. This is how they insult and reprimand us with their personal reprimands and in full measure. Vasita, your Brahmins are certainly not being mindful of the past when they say that the Brahmin class is the best, and that only Brahmins are true sons of Brahma, born from his mouth, coming from Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. On the contrary, Brahmin women are seen ovulating, getting pregnant, giving birth, and breastfeeding. And yet these very same Brahmins who were born from the womb say the Brahmin class is the best, and that only Brahmins are true sons of Brahma, born from his mouth, coming from Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. They are insulting Brahma, telling lies and producing a lot of demerit. Vasita, there are these four classes: rulers, Brahmins, traders, and servants. Sometimes someone of the ruler class kills living creatures, takes what is not given, practices sexual misconduct, tells lies, speaks maliciously, speaks unkindly, chatters idly, is given to longing, has hostility in his heart, holds wrong views. In that case, qualities that are unwholesome and understood as such, that are blameworthy and understood as such, that should not be pursued and are understood as such, that do not deserve the name noble, and are understood as such, dark and with dark result, condemned by the wise, these qualities are seen in someone of the ruler class. Sometimes someone of the Brahmin class too. Sometimes someone of the trader class too. Sometimes someone of the servant class too kills living creatures, takes what is not given, practices sexual misconduct, tells lies, speaks maliciously, speaks unkindly, chatters idly, is given to longing, has hostility in his heart, holds wrong views. In that case, qualities that are unwholesome and understood as such, that are blameworthy and understood as such, that should not be pursued and are understood as such, that do not deserve the name noble and are understood as such, dark and with dark result, condemned by the wise, these qualities are seen in someone of the servant class too. Sometimes someone of the ruler class refrains from killing living creatures, refrains from taking what is not given, refrains from practicing sexual misconduct, refrains from telling lies, refrains from speaking maliciously, refrains from speaking unkindly, refrains from chattering idly, is not given to longing, does not have hostility in his heart, does not hold wrong views. In that case, qualities that are wholesome and understood as such, that are not blameworthy and understood as such, that should be pursued and are understood as such, that do deserve the name noble and are understood as such, bright and with bright result, praised by the wise, these qualities are seen in someone of the ruler class. Sometimes someone of the Brahmin class too. Sometimes someone of the trader class too. Sometimes someone of the servant class too refrains from killing living creatures, refrains from taking what is not given, refrains from practicing sexual misconduct, refrains from telling lies, refrains from speaking maliciously, refrains from speaking unkindly, refrains from chattering idly, is not given to longing, does not have hostility in his heart, does not hold wrong views. In that case, qualities that are wholesome and understood as such, that are not blameworthy and understood as such, that should be pursued and are understood as such, that do deserve the name noble and are understood as such, bright and with bright result, praised by the wise, these qualities are seen in a servant too. Given that these bad and good qualities, which are condemned and praised by the wise, are both found distributed among these four classes, then the wise are not going to approve the Brahman's claim that the Brahman class is the best, and that only Brahmans are true sons of Brahma, born from his mouth, coming from Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. And why not? Because it is the monk of any of these four classes who is an arahat and has destroyed the taints, lived the spiritual life, done what was to be done, put down the burden, reached the true goal, destroyed the fetters of existence, and is freed through faultless knowledge. It is such a one who, in accordance with good practice, not bad practice, is called the foremost. For it is truth, Vasita, that is best in the world, both here and now, and for the future. And that truth is best in the world, both here and now, and for the future, can be seen from the following example. King Pasanadi of Kosala is fully aware that the ascetic Gotama has gone forth from the Sakya family, a family of similar rank to his own. Yet the Sakyas are subjects of King Pasanadi of Kosala. They bow down before him, salute him respectfully, stand up, bow with cupped hands, and are at his service. All this bowing down, respectful salutation, standing up, bowing with cupped hands, and service the Sakyas do for King Pasanadi of Kosala, he does for the Tathagata, thinking, surely the ascetic Gotama is well born, while I am of ill birth. The ascetic Gotama is strong, while I am weak. The ascetic Gotama inspires faith, while I am threatening. The ascetic Gotama commands great respect, while I command little. Now it is precisely truth that King Parsanadi of Kosala honours, truth that he respects, truth that he esteems, truth that he worships, truth that he serves when he bows down before the Tathagata, salutes him respectfully, stands up, bows with cupped hands, and is at his service. So from this example it can be seen that truth is best in the world, both here and now, and for the future. Vasata, you are people of different birth, with different names, from different lineages and families, who have gone forth from home into homelessness. When you are asked who you are, you should affirm, "We are ascetics, the sons of the Sakya." When someone has gained faith in the Tathagata that has taken root and become established, firm, and incapable of being swayed by any ascetic, Brahman, or God, by Mara or Brahma, or anyone else in the world, then it is right that he should say, "I am the Blessed One's true son, born of his mouth, born of truth, created by truth, an heir of truth." Why is this? Because the one whose body is truth, the one whose body is the highest, the one who is truth, the one who is the highest, are all designations of the Tathagata. Now there comes a time, Vasita, when at some point after a long period of time this world contracts. When the world contracts, beings for the most part go up to the realm of the radiant. There they exist made of mind, feeding on joy, self-luminous, moving through the air, always beautiful. They remain like this for a long, long time. Then there comes a time, Vasita, when at some point, after a long period of time, this world evolves. When the world evolves, beings for the most part fall from the realm of the radiant and come here to this world. And they exist made of mind, feeding on joy, self-luminous, moving through the air, always beautiful. They remain like this for a long, long time. At that time there is only water and darkness, unseeing darkness. No sun and moon are distinguished, no constellations of the stars, no night and day. No months and half-months, no seasons and years, no males and females. Beings are just counted as beings. Now at some point, Vasita, after a long period of time, the essence of earth spread out over the water to those beings, just like a skin forming on the surface of boiled milk as it cools. Its look, smell, and taste were excellent, like the finest ghee or butter in colour, like pure honey in taste. Then a being of greedy disposition thought, "I say, what do we have here?" And using his finger, he tasted that essence of earth. He liked what he tasted and was overcome by craving. Other beings followed his example, also used their fingers to taste the essence of earth. They liked what they tasted and were overcome by craving. Then beings set about eating the essence of earth, taking lumps in both hands. And when they set about eating the essence of earth like this, their self-luminosity disappeared. Once their self-luminosity had disappeared, the sun and moon appeared. And once the sun and moon had appeared, the constellations of the stars appeared. And once they had appeared, night and day were distinguished. Then months and half-months and seasons and years were also distinguished. Thus far, Vasita, this world had once more evolved. For a long time, Vasita, those beings remained eating the essence of earth, consuming it and feeding on it. The more they continued to consume and feed on it, the more their bodies were overtaken by coarseness, and good and bad looks could be distinguished. On the one hand, there were beings with good looks. On the other, there were beings who were ugly. Then the beings with good looks looked down on the ugly beings, thinking, "We are better looking than they are. They are uglier than we are." As a result of their pride in their looks, the essence of earth disappeared from those proud and conceited beings. And when the essence of earth had disappeared, they gathered together, lamenting, "Oh, the taste! Oh, the taste!" So still today, when people get something tasty, they say, "Oh, tasty! Oh, tasty!" They are repeating this same ancient, original expression, yet they do not understand its meaning. Varsita, when the essence of earth had disappeared, a soil crust appeared for beings, just like a mushroom appearing. Its look, smell, and taste were excellent, like the finest ghee or butter in colour, like pure honey in taste. Then beings set about eating the soil crust. For a long time, beings remained eating the soil crust, consuming it and feeding on it. The more they continued to consume and feed on it, the more their bodies were increasingly overtaken by coarseness, and their good and bad looks became distinguished. On the one hand, there were beings with good looks. On the other, there were beings who were ugly. The beings with good looks looked down on the ugly beings, thinking, "We are better looking than they are. They are uglier than we are." As a result of their pride in their looks, the soil crust disappeared from those beings. When it had disappeared, a creeper appeared for beings, just like a water weed appearing. Its look, smell, and taste were excellent, like the finest ghee or butter in colour, like pure honey in taste. Then beings set about eating the creeper. For a long time, beings remained eating the creeper, consuming it and feeding on it. The more they continued to consume and feed on it, the more their bodies were increasingly overtaken by coarseness, and their good and bad looks became distinguished. The beings with good looks looked down on the ugly beings. As a result of their pride in their looks, the creeper disappeared from those beings. And when the creeper had disappeared, they gathered together, lamenting, "Alas, it was ours, but alas, the creeper failed us." So still today, when people are affected by some painful circumstance, they say, "Alas, it was ours, but alas, it has failed us." They are repeating this same ancient, original expression, yet they do not understand its meaning. Varsita, when the creeper had disappeared, rice appeared for beings, growing wild with no bran or husk, sweet smelling, ready to use. Whatever they gathered in the evening for the evening meal had by morning grown back ripe. Whatever they gathered in the morning for the morning meal had by evening grown back ripe. Harvesting was unknown. For a long time, beings remained eating that wild rice, consuming it and feeding on it. The more they continued to consume and feed on it, the more their bodies were increasingly overtaken by coarseness, and their good and bad looks became distinguished. The female characteristics appeared in woman, and male characteristics in man. And then a woman looked at a man with uncontrolled longing, and a man at a woman. And as they looked at each other like this, desire arose in them, and their bodies were overtaken by burning lust. As a result of this burning lust, they engaged in sexual practice. Of those beings who saw them engaging in sexual practice at that time, some threw soil, some ash, some cow dung, saying, "Perish, impure one, perish, impure one. How can one being do such a thing to another?" So still today, in some areas, when a bride is being led out, some people throw soil, some ash, some cow dung. They are repeating this same ancient original custom, yet they do not understand its meaning. Vasata, what was considered improper practice at that time is today considered proper practice. At that time, beings who engaged in sexual practice were not allowed to enter a town or village for 1 or 2 months. Because beings at that time became uncontrollably intoxicated with wrong practice, they set about building houses in order to hide that wrong practice. Now, Vasata, it occurred to one being of lazy disposition, "Oh, I'm fed up with collecting rice in the evening for the evening meal, and in the morning for the morning meal. Why shouldn't I collect rice just once for the evening and morning meals?" So that being collected rice just once for the evening and morning meals. Then when another being came to him and said, "Come, we need to go and collect rice," he replied, "I don't need to. I have already collected rice for the evening and morning meals." So that other being, following his example, collected rice just once for 2 days, saying, "This is certainly a good idea, friend." Then when another being came to this being and said, "Come, we need to go and collect rice," he replied, "I don't need to. I have already collected rice for 2 days. So that other being, following his example, collected rice just once for 4 days, saying, "This is certainly a good idea, friend." Then when another being came to this being and said, "Come, we need to go and collect rice," he replied, "I don't need to. I have already collected rice for 4 days. So that other being, following his example, collected rice just once for 8 days, saying, "This is certainly a good idea, friend." Because beings set about eating rice that they had stored, the grain became covered with bran and a husk. What had been cut did not grow back again. Harvesting appeared, and the rice plants stood in clusters. Then those beings gathered together, lamenting, "Alas, bad practices have appeared among beings, for we used to exist made of mind, feeding on joy, self-luminous, moving through the air, always beautiful. For a long, long time we remained like that. Then at some point, after a long period of time, the essence of earth spread out over the water to us. Its look, smell, and taste were excellent. We set about eating the essence of earth, taking lumps in both hands. And when we did so, our self-luminosity disappeared, and then the sun and moon appeared. And once the sun and moon had appeared, the constellations of the stars appeared. And once they had appeared, night and day were distinguished. Then months and half-months, and seasons and years were also distinguished. For a long time we continued eating the essence of earth, consuming it and feeding on it. But because of the appearance of our bad, unwholesome practices, the essence of earth disappeared. When the essence of earth had disappeared, a soil crust appeared. Its look, smell, and taste were excellent, and we set about eating the soil crust. For a long time we remained eating the soil crust, consuming it and feeding on it. But because of the appearance of our bad, unwholesome practices, the soil crust disappeared. When it had disappeared, a creeper appeared. Its look, smell, and taste were excellent, and we set about eating the creeper. For a long time we remained eating the creeper, consuming it and feeding on it. But because of the appearance of our bad, unwholesome practices, the creeper disappeared. When the creeper had disappeared, rice appeared for beings, growing wild, with no bran or husk, sweet-smelling, ready to use. Whatever we gathered in the evening for the evening meal had by morning grown back ripe. Whatever we gathered in the morning for the morning meal had by evening grown back ripe. Harvesting was unknown. For a long time we remained eating that wild rice, consuming it and feeding on it. But because of the appearance of our bad, unwholesome practices, the grain has become covered with bran and a husk. What has been cut does not grow back again. Harvesting has appeared, and the rice plants stand in clusters. What if we were to divide up the rice into fields and establish boundaries? So, Vasita, beings divided up the rice into fields and established boundaries. Then one being of greedy disposition, while still keeping his own share, took another share which he had not been given, and ate it. Then they seized him and said, "This is a bad thing that you do, keeping your own share, and then taking another share which you have not been given, and eating that. Don't ever do such a thing again." He agreed that he would not, but a second time and a third time that being, while still keeping his own share, took another share which he had not been given, and ate it. They seized him and said, "This is a bad thing that you do. Don't ever do such a thing again." Some hit him with their hands, some with stones, some with sticks. From then on, taking what is not given, chastising, lying, and punishment became known. Then those beings gathered together lamenting, "Alas, bad practices have appeared among beings, for certainly where taking what is not given becomes known, chastising, lying, and punishment will also become known. Suppose we were to agree on one being, he could accuse whoever deserved to be accused for us. He could reprimand whoever deserved to be reprimanded. He could banish whoever deserved to be banished, while we would hand over a share of rice to him." Then those beings approached the most handsome, best-looking, most graceful, and most commanding being among them, and said to him, "Come, good being, accuse whoever deserves to be accused, reprimand whoever deserves to be reprimanded, banish whoever deserves to be banished, while we will hand over a share of rice to you." And having agreed to their request, that being accused whoever deserved to be accused, reprimanded whoever deserved to be reprimanded, banished whoever deserved to be banished, while they handed over a share of rice to him. Vasita, Mahasamata means agreed on by all people. It was "agreed great" that was the first expression that appeared. Ruler means lord of the fields. It was ruler that was the second expression that appeared. King means he pleases others by his truth. It was king that was the third expression that appeared. In this way, Vasita, in accordance with the ancient original expression, the circle of rulers came into being, made up of those very same beings, not other beings, of beings who were just like them, not different in kind, in accordance with good practice, not bad practice. For truth is best in the world, both here and now, and for the future. Then some of those same beings thought, "Alas, bad practices have appeared among beings, for certainly where taking what is not given becomes known, chastising, lying, punishment, and banishment will also become known. Suppose we were to do away with bad unwholesome practices." So they did away with bad unwholesome practices. Vasita, Brahmins means they do away with bad unwholesome practices. It was Brahmins that was the first expression that appeared. They made huts of leaves out in the forests and meditated in them, without coals and smoke. Having laid down the pestle, evening and morning they went into villages, towns, and royal cities in search of food for the evening and morning meals. When they had got food, they once again meditated in the forest in their leaf huts. When people saw this, they said, "These beings have made huts of leaves out in the forests and meditate in them. They go into villages, towns, and royal cities in search of food. When they have got food, they once again meditate in the forests in their leaf huts." Vasita, keepers of a sacrificial fire means they meditate. It was meditators that was the second expression that appeared. Then some of those same beings, when they were unsuccessful in their meditation out in the forest in leaf huts, moved close to villages and towns where they sat about composing texts. When people saw this, they said, "These beings who were unsuccessful in their meditation out in the forest in leaf huts have moved close to villages and towns where they sit about composing texts. They no longer meditate." Vasata, students of the Vedas means they no longer meditate. It was non-meditators that was the third expression that appeared. For what was considered inferior at that time is today considered superior. In this way, Vasata, in accordance with the ancient original expression, the circle of Brahmins came into being, made up of those very same beings, not other beings, of beings who were just like them, not different in kind, in accordance with good practice, not bad practice. For truth is best in the world, both here and now, and for the future. Some of those same beings took up sexual practice and engaged in domestic business. Vasata, traders, means they take up sexual practice and engage in domestic business. It was traders that was the expression that appeared. In this way, Vasata, in accordance with the ancient original expression, the circle of traders came into being, made up of those very same beings, not other beings, of beings who were just like them, not different in kind, in accordance with good practice, not bad practice. For truth is best in the world, both here and now, and for the future. The beings that remained from these beings led cruel lives. Vasata, servants, means they led cruel lives and mean lives. It was servants that was the expression that appeared. In this way, Vasata, in accordance with the ancient original expression, the circle of servants came into being, made up of those very same beings, not other beings, of beings who were just like them, not different in kind, in accordance with good practice, not bad practice. For truth is best in the world, both here and now, and for the future. Now there came a time when someone of the ruler class, despising his own practice, went forth from home into homelessness with the idea of becoming an ascetic. Likewise, someone of the Brahmin class, of the trader class, of the servant class, despising his own practice, went forth from home into homelessness with the idea of becoming an ascetic. In this way, Vasata, from the four circles, the circle of ascetics came into being, made up of those very same beings, not other beings, of beings who were just like them, not different in kind, in accordance with good practice, not bad practice. For truth is best in the world, both here and now, and for the future. Someone of the ruler class who has behaved badly in body, in speech, and in thought, whose views are mistaken, will, as a result of engaging in these actions and of his mistaken views, at the breaking up of the body after death, be reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. Likewise, someone of the Brahmin class, of the trader class, of the servant class, who has behaved badly in body, in speech, and in thought, whose views are mistaken, will, as a result of engaging in these actions and of his mistaken views, at the breaking up of the body after death, be reborn in a state of misfortune, an unhappy destiny, a state of affliction, hell. Someone of the ruler class who has behaved well in body, in speech, and in thought, whose views are right, will, as a result of engaging these actions and of his right views, at the breaking up of the body after death, be reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. likewise someone of the Brahmin class, of the trader class, of the servant class, who has behaved well in body, in speech, and in thought, whose views are right, will, as a result of engaging in these actions and of his right views, at the breaking up of the body after death, be reborn in a happy destiny, a heaven world. Someone of the ruler class who has behaved both badly and well in body, in speech, and in thought, whose views are of both kinds, will, as a result of engaging in these actions and of his mixed views, at the breaking up of the body after death, have both pleasurable and painful experiences. Likewise, someone of the Brahmin class, of the trader class, of the servant class, who has behaved both badly and well in body, in speech, and in thought, whose views are of both kinds, will, as a result of engaging in these actions and of his mixed views, at the breaking up of the body after death, have both pleasurable and painful experiences. Someone of the ruler class who is restrained in body, in speech, and in thought will, when he cultivates the seven qualities that contribute to awakening, attain full nibbana right here and now. Likewise, someone of the Brahmin class, of the trader class, of the servant class, who is restrained in body, in speech, and in thought, will, when he cultivates the seven qualities that contribute to awakening, attain full nibbana right here and now. It is the monk of any of these four classes who is an arahat and has destroyed the taints, lived the spiritual life, done what was to be done, put down the burden, reached the true goal, destroyed the fetters of existence, and is freed through faultless knowledge. It is such a one who, in accordance with good practice, not bad practice, is called the foremost. For it is truth, Vasita, that is best in the world, both here and now, and for the future. Vasita, this verse has been uttered by Brahma, ever youthful. The ruler is best among people who rely on lineage. One accomplished in knowledge and conduct is best among gods and men. This verse which Brahma, ever youthful, has uttered is well sung, not ill sung, well spoken, not ill spoken, profitable, not unprofitable. I approve it. I too say this, Vasita. The ruler is best among people who rely on lineage. One accomplished in knowledge and conduct is best among gods and men. This is what the Blessed One said. Gladdened, Vasita and Bharadvaja felt joy at the Blessed One's words.